Today, the U.S. military is cutting back its presence in the Iraqi city of Fallujah. That's the same city where residents have repeatedly battled occupation troops. The U.S. says its soldiers will leave local police to maintain order. This latest effort to establish calm comes at the same time that the U.S. is setting up a council of Iraqis to help run the country. Our coverage starts tonight with NPR's Kate Seeley in Baghdad. Kate, first about Fallujah. Why would U.S. forces pull off of many of the streets of this pretty good-sized city?
Well, U.S. forces in Fallujah have been coming under increasing attack, and I think U.S. troops are deciding to try a new tactic. An American military policeman told me on Friday that they're going to reduce their physical presence at key sites like the police station and the mayor's office. This will make both U.S. forces and the Iraqis who work with them less of a target, and it's hoped that a lower American profile will mean less anti-American sentiment in Fallujah.
So that's what's happening in one Iraqi city, and of course on a national level, the U.S. is also trying to involve Iraqis in the governing of the country. Can you tell me what's happening this weekend with this governing council?
Well, yes, some are hailing it as the first step toward Iraqi self-rule. It's certainly the first Iraqi governing body established since the fall of Saddam Hussein, and some are hoping it will help fill the power vacuum created by his absence. It will reportedly be comprised of 25 members reflecting Iraq's religious and ethnic makeup. There'll be Shia, Sunnis, Christians, Kurds, Turkmen, and women. But I think most significantly, more than half the members will be Shia. Now, the Shia were heavily persecuted under Saddam Hussein and had no political power, so their greater representation on this council is an important development for them.
So the Iraqis are meeting this weekend. They will be Iraqis giving orders, but they will also be taking orders from the Americans.
Taking orders and giving orders. I mean, they'll be able to nominate ministers and review laws. They'll have a role in approving a national budget. They'll be involved in the drafting of a new constitution ahead of free elections. But essentially, yes, they're there to serve as advisors to the Americans. And ultimately, it is the Americans who will have the final say in these matters. And that's part of the problem, according to critics of the council. They say it has no real legitimacy. All the members were selected by the Americans. Many of them are members of what Iraqis call outside parties. Parties that were in exile for years, and Iraqis here don't especially like the exile parties. Many see them as puppets of the Americans. So it may be a governing council with some authority, but it is not expected to have a lot of credibility in the eyes of the average Iraqi.
Well, will it have any ability to improve life in Baghdad?
Well, there's hope that it will. I mean, the feeling is that the Americans have done such a bad job running the country that they need some help from the people who know Iraq best, the Iraqis. So the council is expected to handle some key responsibilities and in doing so take some of the pressure off of the American authorities who are being blamed for all of the country's woes. And there are quite a few of them. Most Iraqis in the Baghdad area are still only getting 2 to 3 hours of electricity a day. And this is at a time when temperatures are reaching 120 degrees. Security is still terrible. 60% of the country has been unemployed since the war ended. People are having a hard time surviving, and Iraqis are always asking me, how can the world superpower, a country that sends, you know, missions to Mars, not be able to make things better? They just can't understand it, and so they resort to conspiracy theories and assume the Americans want the Iraqis to suffer in order to better control them.
And very briefly, Kate, General Tommy Franks, the commanding general of U.S. forces in Iraq, has suggested that it might take 4 more years to pacify the country. Not news that American soldiers wanted to hear. Is it news that very many Iraqis wanted to hear?
Based on my conversations with most Iraqis, they would say that General Tommy Franks has underestimated the amount of time that the Americans will be here. Because, frankly, most Iraqis believe America is here for the long haul. They say, you know, America's here to take advantage of Iraq's oil resources. Others are hoping America is sincere when it says it will withdraw after it's established a free and independent government, which is not expected for several years. But frankly, there is declining trust in American promises here. Already quite a few of them have been broken.
NPR's Kate Seeley is in Baghdad. Kate, thanks very much.
Thank you.